You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Hi, this is Mike Clark from the Mike Clark Band in Calgary, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's turn up the spotlight on great Canadian blues music.
The Mike Clark Band. This is the fifth album from Mike Clark, and he is a well-known saxophone player. As a matter of fact, he was part of Tommy Castro's legendary rhythm and blues cruise that went through the Western Caribbean on a sea voyage of blues. He's got a new album out. It's called Devil's Playground. We're going to hear the title track, and then Cruisin'. We're always cruising when we're listening to the Mike Clark Band.
Playground.
Mike Clark Band from Devil's Playground. Let's go to a music playground. This is Downchild. It is their 50th anniversary special CD live at the Toronto Jazz Festival. We're going to hear It's a Matter of Time and Madison Blues, Canada's premier blues band, the Downchild Blues Band, known now simply as Downchild.
We bring to the stage right now writer, guitarist, vocalist, technical innovator, and Canadian icon, David Wilcox.
Thank you.
Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Child Blues Band.
Town Child from their 50th anniversary CD. From Toronto, this woman put together the band. She's lead vocalist and bass player. She is Raha Javanfar. The group, Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes, we've got It Ain't Gonna Happen Again and Stormy Heart. This is from their release, Cruel Thing.
Don't never let it happen, that ain't gonna happen again. One day after another, you will love me every hour. And then one look, and I'm off the hook. Look out, it happened, don't never let it happen, that ain't gonna happen again. Well, you're making me a fool when you're acting all cool, and it feels so right when you're holding me tight. I'll never let it happen, it ain't gonna happen again.
Raha Javanfar of Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes. I might be the Bad Luck Woman, but I'm feeling lucky to be here to tell you you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace, keeping blues alive and kicking.
Rain smothers out the flame.
Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes from Cruel Thing. From Kitchener, this gal can really belt out a tune, Cheryl Lescombe. We're going to spin Wise Old Owl and Fightin'. This is Cheryl Lescombe and the Tucson Choir Boys from their album, Well Played.
Smooth out your life, honey. children that are walking on this earth. Share a little prayer just to show them what they're worth. Take me with you and you're gonna seal it with a kiss. It only takes a minute just to tell them what they missed. Take a second look, lock them in the eye. Stretch the truth and smile and wave. Could be your last goodbye. Could be your very last. The last time you say goodbye. Or make you cry.
Lescombe and the Tucson Choir Boys from Well Played. From Dundas, Ontario, what a great band this is, the Lowdown Dirty Mojos. We're going to hear Mystic Highway 6, and then we're going to have a chat with the members of the Lowdown Dirty Mojos.
Water that's where the spirits hide. Dust out from the hammer.
the Lowdown Dirty Mojos. They've got a new album out called Stone Cold Groovers. And one of the joys of being a host on a radio show is you discover new bands. But boy, is this a surprise. This band is right in my own backyard of Hamilton, Ontario. Joining us to talk about the band, Paul Wooten and Stephen Foster. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
It's really nice to hear your music and to meet you. And first of all, what I would like to do is we'll talk a bit about the band name. So, Paul, where did that come from?
It's something that we actually use in our promo is that Steve and I have played in a couple of bands together, and we've done a bunch of material. And we just happened to be watching a video during a recording session one night of Muddy Waters in London, England, doing Got My Mojo Working, and said, you know what, this is the kind of stuff we should be doing, except original. So that we just kind of steered everything that way and reorganized everything we were doing and started, a new band and took the name directly from Muddy Waters.
And Stephen, why the title Stone Cold Groovers? Where did that come from?
Well, actually, Paul chose the title. it's a lyric from one of the songs.
You're going to play it, Tombstone Angel. The line's right out of that song.
Yeah, but we had a few titles, but that was the one that Paul brought back the most often, I think.
And Paul, one of the songs on the album I really like is Mystic Highway 6. Tell us all about that.
Well, it's there's always that, especially if you read anything about the band or that type of thing. I talk about and Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, you know, they used to play down in Dover stuff almost every Sunday there back in the day. And they always referred to that area as kind of like a mystic place. So we took like a musical trip down Highway 6 to Port Dover. And that's what the song's about.
And Stephen, how do you guys go about writing your songs? I mean, this might be open to both of you to address.
A lot of different ways, actually. Like a lot of times on this record, Paul brought some that were fully formed already, and I had one that way. And then the rest, you know, like we'll just kind of jam ideas. Some of them are just sketches at first. I want to say, like, She's the One. Paul had an idea. He just had a chord progression idea that would work with a drone. And the song kind of got built around that first, and then everything else around it. But sometimes the lyrics are first and sometimes, you know, the music's first. But usually one of us has some kind of a direction for something, and then we just toss it around between the two of us and work out the arrangement.
It certainly seems like a strong collaboration between the two of you.
Yeah, we've been writing songs together since like probably, I don't know, 89 or so, you know, off and on. And when I joined the Crawling Kingsnakes with Paul, I wasn't really writing a lot of songs. I was a little bit, but that kind of, we spent a year in the kitchen before we went and got a rhythm section when Paul rebuilt the band and just wrote songs. And that kind of, you know, that kind of kicked everything off. So, and we've both since then been, you know, written with a lot of other people too, which, you know, you always pick up a little bit more along the way.
And Paul, this is your second album. Do you feel that your music on the second album has changed from the first?
Well, the feedback that we're getting from people and the generality is that it's a continuation of what we've been doing. It's more mature. And I think like Steve is the engineer and did most of the mixing on the record. It, you know, like a lot of it has to do with his ability to come up with those mixes too. It's not just all the writing. Steve has to get some credit for his ability to be an engineer, sound engineer.
And Stephen, who else plays on the album with you guys?
Robert Girovi on piano, Joe Santos on the drums, and Bucky Buchanan on the bass. And those guys have all got a musical pedigree. You know, everybody in this lineup they've done lots of other things before we wound up playing together. So it's, you know, it's a nice mix of styles between people too.
And once again, the group and the album, The Lowdown Dirty Mojos, Stone Cold Groovers. Where is the album available, Paul?
In Southern Ontario, it's not fully integrated into all independent stores yet, but it's in quite a few, all through Hamilton, London, areas like that. And we're slowly but surely getting it on CD into all the independent record stores in Southern Ontario. Plus, we do have a big online presence. We're on every online platform. You can download our songs or the album, or you can, in some cases, buy a hard copy of it.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the day when I can see you guys perform live, because it is a terrific album. I congratulate you. I hope you guys have great success with it.
Thank you. Well, Ken, thanks.
Thanks so much for being on the show, guys, and we're going to play some more of your music.
Stone.
Great album, The Lowdown Dirty Mojos from Stone Cold Groovers. Also from Dundas, Ontario, we've got Coots Paradise. Lily Saz has put together a great band. She's on keys. We're going to hear You Gotta Make It Through the World and Knack for That. Coots Paradise from their album, Downstream.
This is Lily Saz, and you're listening to the best in Canadian blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Great tunes from right across this great country, from the comfort of wherever you may be.
I'm finding a way to
From their album Downstream. It's time for us to swim downstream. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some Terminal Station from their release Brotherhood. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.